Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. I am Jeremy. I am your host, and I am here today with my co-host, Mr. Reno.
How's it going, sir?
Two in a row, back to back.
That's right.
That's right. You're coming off vacation. I'm coming off a little bit of some downtime. And, you know, today's topic, it's something that I think when I coach a lot of people, specifically spouses, you know, it's something that comes to mind, right? And, you know, I've seen this in a lot of phases in my life. I've seen people that are into sports, into, you know, running or triathlons or CrossFit or fill in the blank, where their spouse isn't into it, right? Like their hobbies are something else, which is totally okay, right? But a lot of times people come up and ask me, you know, hey, how do you and your wife both train, you know, for certain things? Like, you know, for example, you're training for an Ironman, like, you know, that takes up, you know, 20 hours a week. How are you guys doing that with kids? And that was something I want to share, is just kind of over the years, like, you know, how Katie and I have, you know, trained for events, like what is the thought process that we take into it, and that type of stuff. Cause I think it's important, you know, because we all to a degree are selfish. And what I mean is I care about my goals, right? Like, and to achieve my goals, you know, I know I need to do X, Y, or Z, you know, and sometimes that can be, you know, counterproductive when maybe both spouses are training for a certain thing and there's a lot of things to do, you know, that type of stuff.
I can't believe how difficult this would be, because I know me and Shelby don't even remotely see eye to eye on like the way I enjoy fitness and the way she enjoys fitness. So I might have to start doing a lot of Pilates.
Which is okay. And I think that works out sometimes, yeah. Right? When it's almost kind of opposite or like, you know, different, then it's kind of like you do your thing, I do my thing, no big deal, right? But where I found it, you know, with clients and even our relationship to be hard is when one of those takes up a lot of time, right? So specifically speaking, endurance events, you know, when you start training for some longer endurance events, I mean, you're putting in, you know, depending on what the event is, 2, 4, 5, 8 hours of training, right? You know, And it's just Katie and I both can't go on a 6-hour mountain bike ride together. You know, that means we've got to get, you know, babysitters. We got to, you know, get certain things that are done. It's very difficult to do, right? You know, So I would argue sometimes like that's actually kind of a good thing when spouses are doing something different, you know, because right. It's kind of easy to balance, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, have you guys always been aligned in that manner of endurance sports, or was it learned when you guys got together?
No, I think it's like a lot of things in relationships, you know, it's learned, right? Like in the beginning, you know, we're like, well, it makes sense, you know, for us to train for the same thing, right? You know, which worked out well when we only had one child, you know, because, you know, if we were going to train for, you know, say there's a 40-mile run in West Virginia in the mountains that we've both done and we've enjoyed. But that's kind of easy because you can do it together, right? You know, you can push the stroller. One person can push the stroller. The other person can push the stroller. You know, you can do things together. There's only one kid, right? You know, so I think early in relationships, when there's only one child, you know, picking an event that you can train together is awesome, because then you can spend that time together. You know, you can go out and not only is it time together, but it's time as a family, right? So that was kind of early on. We would pick things, you know, that we both would train, because then we would put the time in together, you know, and then go from there, right? But that doesn't work here recently, because, you know, we were kind of moving, as we've gotten older, I don't say advanced things, but harder things, right? And my joke is like, I'm starting to try to do stuff that I have to train for now versus before. Like, you know, you're like, oh, Jeremy got a marathon, because I stay in shape most of the time, right? So if I'm going to run a marathon, I just need to run long, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in a row, go out and run it. Not saying I'm fast, but I could go out and run it and finish it. But in the past couple of years, you know, we're picking things, you know, Katie's ran 100-miler. You know, I did Leadville a couple of years ago, got time cut on it, and she got into that event this year. So we're getting to the point that we're doing some of these, for lack of better terms, and some of the endurance world would know this, epic events. And you really got to put some time in it. So what we've learned now is to not train for the same event, and one of us take on what we call, you know, a priority for the year, and the other one has a B priority. And what that allows us to do is, you know, in exact this year, I'm B priority. Okay. What I mean by that, the main priority race for us this year is Katie's Leadville. Okay, so she has a training program. Her training program kind of takes precedent over what we do, right? Doesn't mean that I don't exercise, doesn't mean I don't train with her. Sometimes we get a babysitter, we go together, but I can't go out and hammer her, doing sprints or going hard if her workout of the day is 3 hours in the saddle at zone two, right? If her workout program calls for 3 hours in the saddle at zone two, then I'm just riding with her, enjoying the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So that was gonna be my next question was like, what if, so say there's no A and B here. You guys are training, say, for a marathon. How does that work if you guys are training together when your zone is not gonna be her zone? How would that work if you stay training together without you flying past her or her flying
Well,
past
yeah, I wouldn't be flying past her. Let's just put it that way. If she were
you?
flying, yeah. So we've learned to do that, right? Like, if we've learned in the past probably 4 or 5 years, we just altered 8 years who gets the A priority race, right? And there's more races, right? Don't get me wrong. There's more races. Like, I still have a mountain bike race. I still have an Ironman coming up. And this is the beautiful thing about it is like I'm staying in shape. I'm doing endurance things. It's just not, I don't have the A priority race, if that makes sense, at this point. Okay. Now, once she finishes her race, we'll kind of decide, if she still wants to stay at keep peak fitness going into the Ironman, because we're both doing Ironman together in Florida, or will I get to do that? And we'll decide that after her race, right? So that's, kind of an advice I would give to couples if you've really struggled kind of balancing it by doing the same event, is look to alternate. Right. And it doesn't have to be year over year. It could be 6 months and 6 months, where one person is in that support role, right? And the other person is in the priority role. Okay. And a great example of this, we just got back and mentioned a little bit on the last podcast. So, we planned our spring break week out to where we're active, right? Which I think is the way parents should be because their kids see it, right? Like to our kids, like exercise is normal,
Right.
They do it. They want to do it. Like Brady went for a run one day. Okay. So even though I'm planning to do a mountain bike race this year, I got up early in the mornings, went for a walk, run, slash hike. Okay. So that's what I would do in the morning. Come back in. Katie had the kids up. She'd fix some breakfast. I would take over the kids. She would start going riding her bike in the subdivision. Okay. Now we're in the West Virginia mountains in this town, or I'm sorry, in the town of Thomas Davis, Canaan Valley. So when I say subdivision, I'm talking dirt road and cabins. So she would go out and ride, 10 to 15 miles on the dirt road while I took care of the kids, put the baby down, did a little bit of work. Once the baby got up at one, she would kind of be finishing her ride, getting something to eat. And then we would travel to one of the gravel roads where she could do a climb or she could do a long ride. And then me and the kids, we would just be in the back of the Suburban following her out, on that one of those days. We made her climb up a mountain and she was like, okay, we're gonna park out. And I'm like, no, you're gonna climb this one again. Made her ride back off and then climb back up. So she actually climbed it twice. And then we went for a hike. So then we walked the kids out one of the trails, walked out and hiked back. And that was her training day, right? And then the next day it was just a long out and back that we did so she could get her long ride in. Okay. And kind of the point of that is we're learned to work our kids into this whole game plan and then support one another. Why me, I'm still getting my workout in. I get prioritized in the morning that worked into the schedule. I'm still working on some fitness. It's just not specific to my training program, which is totally okay.
Here's a big question that I think would come up a lot more than people mention. Like I know I work a lot. I'm gone way more than I'm home, and so sometimes that gets on Shelby a lot, and she'll be like, "Well, you're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not spending t quality time together." How has it helped your guys's quality time feeling relationship wise when you guys get to train together? Does that kind of fulfill that like background thought of we didn't spend time together when you guys went and trained together, so you don't feel like you didn't spend time together because you guys did,
Yeah.
if I'm
Well, and I
explaining
think
that.
that's something, yeah, we did as a couple, and don't get me wrong, if you said, Jeremy, what's your ideal of a date night? Like, I want to take her out, have a steak, and drink some bourbon, right? But that's kind of what I want, not necessarily what she wants, right? So we just had open communication about that. And we turned a lot of our date nights, especially when we were out here in St. Louis, into training dates, right? So day dates or So we'd go out and we'd ride our bikes together, we'd run, we'd hike, so we're getting to spend that time together, sometimes just us, sometimes the kids are with us, and we're spending that time together, right? So that's what I would encourage, to people when, you're starting to train for something and the increase in volume is going up and the time requirements going up for that, maybe you're not getting to spend as much time with your significant other. How can you do it together, right? And that bridges me to a lot of points of like, a lot of my training for my endurance events over the years has been hiking, right? Because, for the past 10 years, we've had a small kid, so when I go do a 3 mile hike, sometimes that's with a vest on plus a baby in a carrier, right? So, 3 miles up hills, sometimes longer than that. So a lot of the time on the feet that I've done for some of these running events has been with family, right? So that's the other thing is how can you work your family into these training days, and into these workouts?
Yeah, and I found out, at least for our thing, I know we don't enjoy the same fitness things, but hiking was like a common ground. We both just love hiking. The amount of talking and communication you can get across in one short hiking session is pretty great too.
Yeah, and I think for you guys on your last trip, like, you guys were active by doing all the hiking and you didn't even think about it. It wasn't like you had to think like, hey, we're going to train, right? Like you guys are just spending time together and hiking. And I think that's, the ultimate goal as people are listening to the podcast. If you're new, to this journey of wellness, like you want to make it a lifestyle, right? You're trying to make it a lifestyle. And then, okay, how do we adjust this? And it's no different than what people may think is normal, sitting on the couch and watching TV together. And I'm not saying that like that's not cool either and spending some time together. But the more that you can work fitness into your lifestyle, I think the better off that you're going to be in just overall wellness, overall health.
Yeah, and you've heard it from a few of the people, the few transformation leaders we've had on. It's brought their family together. While one's pursuing a goal, usually the one jumps in, and it's helped both spouses.
Yeah. So I think, if you've seen the struggle, right, learn how to balance it, right? If you've been on either side of it, what I've learned is, like this year is about her, right? And it doesn't mean that I don't get my workouts in. It doesn't mean that I'm not training. It's just that I need to sacrifice some things to make sure that she does get her key workouts in. Now, sometimes I get to go on those key workouts, right? We get a babysitter, her mom watches the kids, and then we're riding together. So I think those are some things that people should think about, along this journey, right? And it will not only bring you, I think, closer together, but it'll also prevent that kind of resentment in the sense of like when you are, what I'm saying is, okay, she's A priority races this year and I'm B priority. You don't have the resentment, right? I would argue sometimes that like it's less stress when there be like, because I'm not stressing over my performance, if that makes sense,
Right.
right? The races I'm doing this year, I'm just going to finish, have a good time, right? Part of my lifestyle, who I am, and I'm not stressing too much about them, versus when it's an A priority, like it matters. There's a little bit more stress that comes along with that. And adding on that stress, with your significant other just is not beneficial for either person.
All right. I have one, and Katie, if you're listening, listen for it, but don't get yourself in trouble. But so, since you're a fitness coach, nutrition coach, and all that stuff, do you coach her, or does she have her own coach that she does all her programming through? Or
Nope.
is she solo?
My other advice to couples is, and especially if you're coaches, don't try to coach your family member. Let someone else do it. And it's just once again, and I think I've told some of these stories on the podcast of like, if not, I'll tell one real quick. We're different philosophies. Okay. What I mean by that is, I remember I was running my first 50 miler out here in St. Louis. And doing pretty good for me. I remember at the time I was texting my Kaylee, one of the girls I work with who's endurance. I'm like, hey, you don't need to come get me. I'm at mile 38. I'm still, clicking off some 13-minute miles right now, which 13-minute miles, it wasn't the hilly part of the course, but it was, like that's pretty good on trail, especially for me. And I'm like, I feel good. Like, 12 more miles to go. This is, the wheels fell off. I can tell you that. It was down. I was trudging at 2.2 miles an hour the last few miles, just walking, trying to finish this event, right? Finish at 1:30 in the morning. There's no one there when I finish the finish line. Family's already went home. Kids are asleep because the wife's running the marathon the next day. And I get home. I didn't shower. I got a blanket, threw it over the couch, laid on the couch. I just was too tired to go upstairs and even shower. And I hear Katie get up in the morning. She goes, and then I'm laying there. I'm still asleep. The kids are asleep. And I start hearing my phone ding, ding, ding. And I look, and it's Katie. And she's like, I'm struggling today. Right. I just don't feel good. Right. And it's just these kind of negative comments coming out of, you know, and she's normally not like that. Right. So being the great husband I am, and I'm tired. So I just go back and copy and paste her positive thoughts to me the day before and just send it to her. So I was just like, whatever she said to me, you know, eye on the prize, keep your chin up, whatever it was. I was just copy and paste. I was so tired. And then she was just like, man, I just don't have it today. I don't feel like I can finish. You know, I'm like, man, she's in trouble. And so I'm like, do you want me to come out there? You know, she's like, I'm finishing like an hour. You know, I was like, you want me to get the kids up, come out there? And she's like, yeah, that will help me, you know, motivate me to finish. I'm like, okay. So here's I am, first 50 miler. I'm waddling. I look like a duck. Like I'm just going back and forth. My feet hurt. I get the kids up, I shower, I drive out there. I park in the closest, and it's not even a parking space. Like I think I parked on some, you know, on like property or something. Waddle over the finish line. And, you know, we're sitting there, and the kids are, of course, being kids. And I'm just standing there waiting for her to come across the finish line. And I hear the announcer be like, second place, male marathon. And in my mind, I'm like, marathon runners are just now finishing. She said she, like, and I'm doing the math. And I'm like, well, she's going to be here in a minute. I'm like, well, maybe they started the females before they started the guys on the marathon, something like that. So here comes two girls across the line. And like, you know, it was like second, third place, girls 15K. And I'm like, my mind starts turning. I'm like, no way she's going to be the first female to finish this thing for the marathon. Comes across the finish line. They're like, first place, marathon, Katie Mullins. And she walks over, and I'm like, congratulations, honey. You and I need to have a discussion on what a bad day really is.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, she's an athlete when it comes to endurance versus I'm just out there trying to finish. But that's just kind of like the mindset, right? So I'm telling her here recently, like, hey, just get some miles in. You know, you got plenty of time to train. Just get some mileage in right now on the bike, and then you can get a coach, you know, later on, right? The last 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. And she's just, her personality is she wants to be told what to do. She wants the program in place, and then she'll do it, right? And that's just different. Versus I'm just kind of like, okay, I know I need to be in shape. I know that I need to get X amount done. I'm going to get the X amount done, and I'm going to go and do my best and not stress about it, right? And that's just different personality. So for her, she has to have a training program. For me, I kind of wing it, you know, and I can make my own training programs, but it is better off if I do not train her or give her nutrition advice.
It's a good call.
So
Yeah. Kind of
Kevin
funny hot seat.
Summers. Yeah, Kevin Summers is her endurance trainer. He's an awesome guy. You know, Kevin, I know through, you know, First Form. He's a legionnaire. He's also a specific endurance coach. He's actually on our list to have him on the podcast. So remind me, we'll link his information into the show notes. You know, so if he may is looking for specific endurance training, because you've learned if you're on the app with me and we do a call, this is how I teach endurance. I actually teach people, and then I have them build their own programs. Because I'm a teacher and I'm an educator, right? So I don't necessarily program stuff for people, you know, like that, because it's a lot more individual approach, you know, and those people should be paid to do that, right? So what I like to do is just educate people on the broad, you know, spectrum. So we got a lot of people are training for a half marathon, you know, as I teach them about the long run day, I teach them about time on their feet, you know, the interval day, and then I have them kind of build their own program, help them massage it, and then they go out and implement it.
This is probably a whole nother podcast, but have you noticed that the more knowledge you give someone, the better questions that they are able to ask?
100%. Yes. And they're bought in, right? They're bought in because it's their own program. They have skin in the game. They understand the importance of the interval work, right? They understand the importance of the long run. They know why the walking or the slash rucking and the time on their feet help build up. They understand the importance of the resistance training, right? And we can do that because I know we're going to have a lot of people, you know, doing the virtual events and, you know, throughout the year. So we could do a podcast on, you know, my philosophy of a quote unquote normal person, and I consider myself normal, you're normal, like that just wants to go out, finish a half marathon or a marathon, feel good about it, and not necessarily go out and like qualify for Boston. I'll give my opinions on it and what I think about it. And I think that would be a great, topic to have.
Absolutely. Yep.
Awesome, guys. Well, we don't want to keep you too long on this one. I think the biggest takeaways is, hey, learn how to balance it, right? If you're a young couple, you're training for the same thing, you don't have kids yet, maybe you have one kid. I think it's possible. I think it's ways to do it together, have some time together, train together, that type of stuff. As you get a little bit older, maybe add a few more kids to the stable, look at alternating years or not, at least alternating like every 6 months of doing an A priority race. You will actually find, and maybe it's the coach in me, but I feel good about supporting her. I feel good, about, supporting her and doing extra stuff so that she can get her training in, right? And I think you will feel the same, to your significant other and to your spouse when you fill that role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, guys. We appreciate you lifting, lifting.
Yeah,
I do appreciate you lifting. It helps produce results. I appreciate you listening today. If you guys have anything, let us know. Remember, continue sharing the podcast, giving us some ratings, checking out Summit and checking out GreenUp for us. We'll make sure we put those links inside of the notes. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
see you.